Our Lord in today's gospel clearly lays out the cost of discipleship, for he says that to follow him will divide us from society and indeed from our own family members on some occasions. For when we study the history of the church, we see very clearly that in the early age of the church, especially that early age of martyrdom, indeed often it was father who handed over his son to the executioners, or a son who would hand over his father or his mother. And so we see that this name of Jesus would truly be a lightning rod, a dividing point, that those who followed him will be persecuted by those who follow the way of the world. And indeed, today we honor St. Andrew Dunlop, who understood full well the power of this message. For he understood that at the end of today's gospel, when the Lord is speaking that they cannot harm a hair of your, not a hair of your head will be harmed, we know that the maim, the source of vanity for so much, is one part of the body that we can shed without suffering. For when we cut our hair, there is no pain. And so the Lord here is referring ultimately to the resurrection, that if we take the attitude towards our hair, towards the rest of our body, then we truly have nothing to fear. For we know, even if we have to shed our lives, that in the end, not a hair on our head will be harmed, because the Lord will truly deliver, because he is faithful to his promise. And so we will rise again, glorious and triumphant, and we will rise in the love of Almighty God. And so we must gird ourselves for this time in this life, because as the Lord tells us, we were brought before synagogues, prisoners, kings, and governors, and we will be brought before them to give an account of the name, but more precisely, an account as why we have chosen to follow his way and not the way of the world. And the simple answer is, because his way is the way of love, and his way is the way of mercy, and his way is ultimately the only way that leads to the soul to the reason that God had created them, union back with the Father for all eternity in heaven. And so we must not fear all that will be required of us. And when the Lord tells us that we have not to prepare the way, he does not here condone willful ignorance. For the Lord means if we do our part in the study of our faith, then when the time comes to put all things together, it will be put together by the grace of God. That is, he will give us the wisdom in order to use his doctrines, in order to use his truth, and all that the church teaches and all that the church possesses. And that includes the history of the great martyrs in the church, like St. Andrew Dunlop and his companions, as it refers also to the early martyrs of the church. The whole patrimony of the church will be at our disposal, because under the influence of grace, those words of wisdom will be put together in such a manner that it will be a moment of conversion for even the persecutors of those who love Christ. And so the Lord, even in delivering up his faithful disciples to martyrdom, does so in order that they may give their life up for the very reason the Lord gave his life up. He gave his life for us, and so we must be willing to give our lives for him. And when we do this, we do it in union with his crucifixion. And so he uses us as instruments to try to communicate his love and his mercy to all. And so let us truly remain faithful, doing our part, taking on those penances that are required in this life, especially that greatest of all human penance, the sanctification of our intellect, that is, filling it with the things of God, filling it with the truths of Holy Mother Church, and divesting it of all the dross of this world, its empty promises and false rewards, so that when that time comes, we truly will be able to give a defense for the love that is in us, that is, the love of Jesus Christ that in this life burned so brightly on the cross of Calvary, in order that we may burn brightly with him for all eternity in heaven. And so let us be strengthened, for the Lord truly will deliver to that promise. Not a hair of our heads will be destroyed, because even in this life, if our bodies, like that of St. Andrew Dunlop and his companions, and all his fellow martyrs, even if our bodies be delivered up to the coarse treatment of the enemies of Almighty God, then we know full well that in the end the Lord will reconstruct, put all things back together, and as Scripture says, he will do all these things well. It is a very simple statement, but it is loaded with mystery and with love. And so let us truly depend upon him who can put all things back together well, as he first put himself back together after the crucifixion in his resurrection, as a sign to all of us that we truly have hope and that the Lord can truly deliver that which he has promised. And so we have nothing to fear. Let us be shorn of our hair, that is, of the vanities of this world, in order that we may be filled with the love of God here in this life, in order to experience that love for all eternity in the life to come.